模拟试题三，现在开始听力考试。一，请听录音中八组短对话，每组对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出与对话内容相符的图片或能回答所给问题的最佳答案。每组对话，读两遍。
1. Excuse me, does this bus go to Washington Square?
Washington Square? It's not far. You can just walk there.
1. Excuse me, does this bus go to Washington Square?
Washington Square? It's not far. You can just walk there.
Two. Your English is so good.
Thanks a lot. I keep reading English books every day.
Two. Your English is so good.
Thanks a lot. I keep reading English books every day.
Three. Shall we go to visit your grandparents this Sunday?
Good idea. But they will go fishing.
Three. Shall we go to visit your grandparents this Sunday?
Good idea. But they will go fishing.
Four. Alice, who is the girl in a red skirt?
She is Rose, my new classmate.
Four. Alice, who is the girl in a red skirt?
She is Rose, my new classmate.
Five. Hello, Lucy. Do you live in the city or in the town?
Neither. I live in the mountains. The air there is so fresh.
Five. Hello, Lucy. Do you live in the city or in the town?
Neither. I live in the mountains. The air there is so fresh. Six. How many music lessons do you have every week, Peter?
Let me see. Monday, Thursday. I have two music lessons each week.
Six. How many music lessons do you have every week, Peter?
Let me see. Monday, Thursday. I have two music lessons each week.
Seven. When I first ate in this restaurant, I picked up the knife and fork in the wrong hands.
It was okay. People would think you might be left-handed.
Seven. When I first ate in this restaurant, I picked up the knife and fork in the wrong hands.
It was okay. People would think you might be left-handed.
Eight. Dad, could you drive me to Sunshine Bookstore tomorrow morning?
Sorry, dear, but I have a meeting to attend. What about the day after tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Members' Day. and some of the books there will be 50% off.
Why not ask your mom to drive you there? She may be free tomorrow.
8. Dad, could you drive me to Sunshine Bookstore tomorrow morning?
Sorry, dear, but I have a meeting to attend. What about the day after tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Members' Day, and some of the books there will be 50% off.
Why not ask your mom to drive you there? She may be free tomorrow.
2.请听录音中两段较长的对话。 每段对话后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、 B、 C 三个选项中选出能回答所给问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段较长的对话，回答第9至第11，三个小题。Hi,
Alice. You look tired. You must have overworked yourself.
Yes, a little bit. I've been reading the books.
Why have you been studying so hard?
I need to go over my English.
So that's why you are tired recently?
Yes, I've been busy with my studies. Now, what worries me is my English.
Well, your English is very good.
You're just saying that to be nice, David.
No, I'm telling the truth. As an American, I understand you quite well. Hi, Alice. You look tired. You must have overworked yourself.
Yes, a little bit. I've been reading the books.
Why have you been studying so hard?
I need to go over my English.
So that's why you are tired recently?
Yes, I've been busy with my studies. Now, what worries me is my English.
Well, your English is very good.
You're just saying that to be nice, David.
No, I'm telling the truth. As an American, I understand you quite well.
Hi, Alice. You
must be excited about staying in France now, Steve.
No, in fact, I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Well, I don't know how to act at the dinner table.
Oh, I see. Well, one example is that you're not supposed to put your bread on your plate. You're supposed to put it on the table.
That's pretty strange.
Another example is that you're not supposed to eat anything with your hands except bread, not even fruit. You have to cut it up and eat it with a fork.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and there's one more thing you need to know. It is impolite to say you're full. If you don't want any more food, you should just say, "That was delicious."
Wow, that's unusual.
Also, you're not supposed to put your arms on the table.
I have to say it's difficult to remember everything, but I'm sure I'll slowly get used to it.
You must be excited about staying in France now, Steve.
No. In fact, I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Well, I don't know how to act at the dinner table.
Oh, I see. Well, one example is that you're not supposed to put your bread on your plate. You're supposed to put it on the table.
That's pretty strange.
Another example is that you're not supposed to eat anything with your hands except bread, not even fruit. You have to cut it up and eat it with a fork.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and there's one more thing you need to know. It is impolite to say you're full. If you don't want any more food, you should just say, "That was delicious."
Wow, that's unusual.
Also, you're not supposed to put your arms on the table.
I have to say it's difficult to remember everything, but I'm sure I'll slowly get used to it.
三，听力填词，请听下面一段独白，根据所听到的内容，写出可以填入下表一至五空格处的适当单词，每空间填一词。独白读两遍。
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? We have a lost girl named Lucy here.We found her crying and looking for her dad by the lake in the park at about 11:30. She told us she left her father while he was talking with an old man. She's about 4 years old and around 1 meter tall. She's a girl with big eyes and long curly hair. She is wearing a white skirt, black shoes, and a red hat. She's all right now and waiting for her father.Please come to the office at the south gate as soon as possible. You can find her here. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? We have a lost girl named Lucy here. We found her crying and looking for her dad by the lake in the park at about 11:30. She told us she left her father.While he was talking with an old man. She's about 4 years old and around 1 meter tall. She's a girl with big eyes and long curly hair. She is wearing a white skirt, black shoes, and a red hat. She's all right now and waiting for her father. Please come to the office at the south gate as soon as possible. You can find her here. Thank you.
听力考试到此结束。